When Sheila's husband got laid off a month ago from the outfit that supplies thingamajigs for Boeing, she hired on at the IGA up north as checkout clerk. "I haven't run up groceries," she said, "since I was 17 and still in high school. Back then, we didn't have scanners. We had to ring every item up on the register. What a difference." "The other difference," she says, "is how much less friendly the shoppers are in our friendly hometown store. Not like the A&P back in her small Ohio town in 1966. I guess everybody knew everybody. These days, half the customers don't say hello. They're busy talking on their phones. I might as well be a robot." "You will be soon," I offer over a cup of coffee while Earl watches TV in the living room, probably glad of an early retirement and a wife willing to go back to work. "Hun," she yells, "can you turn that down a little?" From where I sit at the kitchen nook counter, Earl fiddles with the remote, but instead of turning his game show volume down, he changes channels. Sheila shakes her head and rolls her eyes. Earl takes a hit off his Budweiser and settles into a talk show. It's 9:30 in the morning. In a few minutes, she'll leave for her 10 o'clock shift, work until 6, then drive home to cook dinner for Mr. Wonderful. "I don't mind going back to work," she tells me. "Good to get out of the house." "I bet. We used to drive school buses together, Sheila and me, back in the good old days when we were both single and poor and new to the South End. Sheila married Earl, and that finished our friendship until recently when I met her, where else, in the checkout line. We have an occasional coffee, but pretty obviously this won't work for long, not judging by the volume blaring from the living room, a loud hint. "Good to see you, Skeeter," she says at the door. The TV noise follows us outside. "Thanks for the coffee," I say, and she says, "No problem," when we both know there is. ¶¶